This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We're holding Masechta Avos, Perek, Dalet, Mishnah Yutes, Rabbi Yanai. Pashtus is Rabbi Yanai, the father of Dostoy, Rabbi Yanai, as mentioned earlier. He says, Ein b'yadein lo mishalvas ha-rishon. Says the Rav, it was in his hand. You know, he knew about it. We don't understand. We don't understand why the Rishonim have an easy path. We see tzaddikim who are suffering from Yisurim. That's the Pshat. Ein b'yadein lo mishalvas ha-rishon v'af lo miyisur ha-tzaddikim. You don't understand. That's the end of the Mishnah. There's another Pirush in the Rav says, "Ein lana bisman hagolus lo mishalva v'ashek v'asherog v'ashotes v'shoyim." He says, in the time of Golus, we don't find the union of the tranquility and the serenity, the calmness that the Hashem usually gives to Rishoyim for the purpose Hashem gives the good in this world, because He wants to the next world. It shouldn't get tzchar. It should be removed from the Olam Haba. For after my Yisroim, we also don't have these times. The Yisroim Yichom Tzadikim She Yisroim Shal Ava. Hashem gives Yisroim Shal Ava to Tzadikim She'ein by a Bittul Torah, as the Gemara says in Bronze Bavei, that there's no Bittul Torah involved. Klomer Yotzonim Chal Rishoyim She'ein Lama Rashav She'ein Rishoyim. We've gone out of that rule. And we don't have the real shalva, the real serenity of the Rishon, the Klal Tzadikim, like God. We didn't get to the Tzadikim. Shashurim Shalonu Einon El Shalav Yisur Al Tzadikim. We don't have the Yisurim like the Tzadikim had, Yisur Shalav Ava. And the MS, in the second half of the Rabbi, really is answering the first part of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says we don't really understand it. In the second half, where the Rav says a different pshat, he's really explaining that that's really the yisoid, why the Rishoyim have it good in this world, is because Hashem once said, okay, you picked Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh, that's what you're into, you're mishtamish Olam Hazeh for the purpose of Olam Hazeh. So Hashem says, I'll give you Olam Hazeh, but you're not going to have the next world. So Hashem gives it them fully. So I think people really are living for the next world. That's the whole task, whatever they do is for the next world. But sometimes they trip up, they make mistakes, they say, Baruch Shalyachta. So Hashem says, okay, I want you to have the full Olam Haba, which you're working for. So I'll give you a little bit of Yisroel in this world, and you'll have the next world. That's really what the Rav told us. And the Meila, that's the Yisroel. Okay, Rabbi said. But the Yisroel over here is that the Medrash Shmuel brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Rabbi Yanai is coming to teach us that we should misyayish and think to ourselves that, like we're trying to think that there's no hope for us, no hope for the Jewish people, we're lost. And also, we have to think that we're talking fully tzaddik, that we finished, we fulfilled, and we imagine ourselves in Torah mitzvahs. We have a lot of work to do. We should never give up hope. We should realize that Be'ez Hashem, the Karev, Mamish, this month. This coming month of Nisan, Shmendigal Mehev Yemeinu Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.